Living in the skin we find ourselves in isn't always everything that is cracked up to be. I remember years ago running into my auntie, my mum's sister, and at the time I'd put on a little weight, and she's from that generation of elders, of aunties that just had no chill button, no sense of intent versus impact with her words. So I mean, she looks at me and she goes, "Oh boy, you get big. You're so big, you look short." I mean, I laugh now, but boy, when she said it, I really didn't love the skin that I was in that day. Really made me just feel self-conscious about myself. But you know, the skin that we're in is so much more than just the way we look in the mirror. It begins with the mirror we look at in our minds, you know, regardless of the way in which we look externally or the battles that we may be facing in the external world around us and the external narratives that are seeking to shape us. Beginning with our internal skin is beginning with everything that makes us who we are. I mean, at the time, my mental response to her, not my verbal response, because, you know, I valued my life, but my mental response to her was like, "Yeah, well, maybe, auntie, but I'm not as short as your opinion of me." You know, 2020 and 2021 did a number on so many people's ability to be comfortable and content with the skin that they were in, whether it be because of COVID pounds or COVID laziness or COVID isolation and aloneness, whether it was pandemic confusion or just simply being just fed up with the slow march back towards some kind of normalcy. It really affected all of us. Somewhere along the line, it created a competing sense of self in so many people and a competing sense of the skin that they were in. But at the same time, it's not all doom and gloom, because there were so many people that I talked with and so many people that I was, you know, working with that at the time, they were just thriving. I mean, they thrived and blossomed in ways that they never dreamed period during that period. And they never dreamed possible during that period. Let me get my teeth back in my mouth. And it was beautiful to see. It was beautiful to witness. Whichever sense of identity the skin you're in has created in you, let me share four ways to empower the skin you're in and the way in which you think about the skin that you're in. Number one, don't be afraid to self-critique. You know, there are some things that you are going to tell yourself that are true, and then there are other things that you're going to tell yourself, man, they're just ridiculous. And you've got to learn to know the difference between the two and be comfortable sitting in that, in the understanding of that difference. Number two, be aware of the values and virtues that make you who you are. And also be aware of the forces and the situations that come to work against your understanding and your comfortability with who you are. Number three, develop the discipline of encouraging yourself, independent of external validation. Listen, if no one ever tells you that you did well, if no one ever tells you that you look well or you are well or you're doing well, you have got to learn to develop the discipline. You've got to learn to value hearing that from deep down inside of you first. And number four, everything we express on the outside begins with who we are on the inside. So give importance to the disciplines that build your inner strength. Things like reflection, accountability, reading, listening to good podcasts, good sleep, love, self-surrender. I'm going to do a whole session on, a whole episode on self-surrender later on during this season. Meditation, prayer, selfless service. These are the things that can empower the skin you're in and you just loving the skin you're in. Okay, let's do the work. I want you to write down three things you need to begin reminding yourself of, and two things you have to stop telling yourself. I want you to think of which regular reflective practice you need to adopt. You need to adopt. Even 6 months in to 2022, you need to adopt it. Is it more rest? Is it meditation? Is it journaling? Is it prayer? Whatever it is, I want you to think of which reflective practice you can begin adopting. I want you to write it down, get it out of your head, and I want you to write it down and look it. And then I want you to write down the name of the person you are going to share these commitments with, and I want you to send it to them so that you can have accountability. Okay, go do the work.